Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
34428.
All right. Thank you for that information. All right. Let me try this again. All right. 34428. All right. It's telling me that's not valid. Let's see. All right, so I'm still trying to access information, so I apologize for the wait.
Go ahead. It can't be as bad as my last 2 days. I got a phone through Spectrum Mobile. I've been trying to activate it. I spent 24 hours trying to activate it.
2 days ago,
I was on the phone from 3 o'clock until 11:30 at night. They still couldn't activate it. That was Wednesday night. Then yesterday, I made the first phone call to him at 10:30 to straighten up a thing on the billing part, and I was on it until 8 o'clock or 8:30 last night and still didn't get the phone activated.
Okay, well,
yeah. They had me on hold at Spectrum one time waiting on a tech, activation tech, because, you know, your phone tells the minutes. The last one last night was 2 hours. I finally said, to hell with it. And that's why I ain't calling them back today. I'm taking a break.
Oh,
that's no lie. I was on with the 2 days ago, Wednesday, they had me on. The longest was 1 hour and 8 minutes hold waiting on a tech. But they were dealing with some issues.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Finally, I lost patience one time last night, but I told him, I said, look, I want a corporate office number, something. I want to talk to somebody besides you guys on the phone. And what it is, they're all working at home, out of home.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, you know, it's not like they got a supervisor that you can talk to or nothing like that, you know, to help them out. You know, they're stuck at home, and they're having to use a computer to get answers to questions they don't know.
Right. Okay. Okay, sir. If you would please provide me with your first and last name.
John Welfel, W-E-L-F-E-L.
Okay. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
7985 West Gum Street, Crystal River, Florida, 34428.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. And I've gotten an account located showing your name and address. And the system shows that you're calling us today about the Wi-Fi booster that helps extend your Wi-Fi.
Right, that was a $7.45 charge on the third, right? Or second or third, whatever.
Yeah, that was the shipping and handling on the 2nd of February.
Right. And but that's all I had to pay for that, right?
It depends on whether you call and opt out or not. So it looks like you didn't call and opt out before you got enrolled into the membership.
Well, I never even got the extender yet.
Okay, let me track that for you. It does show
that's
that
the reason
that was...
I didn't call and cancel. I never got nothing yet. So I was trying to wait till they came in before I called and canceled. So that's what the $49.97 charge is.
Yeah, it means that you've now paid for the booster and you've enrolled into a discount shopping membership.
What happened to, I don't remember what it was. You ain't showed an order for me. You see, that comes from, it's Savvy Sampler or something like that. I filled out some surveys, board one day, and that's how that got started. And
okay.
Then it takes you to this thing where you're supposed to win a free gift. You go down to it, and you pay the shipping and handling on it. Well, see, the other day I did it, and it should have been a set of watches, but it may not have been through you guys, though. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I thought the $49 charge was for the watches. I was like, I hope the shipping and handling wasn't that high for a set of watches, you know. But maybe it wasn't through you guys, that one. But, no, I didn't. The only reason I didn't answer the first one with the with the extender. The only reason I haven't canceled yet is because I hadn't even got the extender yet.
Okay.
Well, I don't want the membership. Well, I definitely want the extender now, but I paid the full price for it. But you can go ahead and cancel me on any kind of membership. I don't want no membership.
Okay.
I just didn't cancel because I hadn't received the merchandise yet. I figured if I canceled, then I'm not going to get my merchandise.
Okay, yes, sir. It's already shipped. The U.S. Postal Service, they don't have it updated as of the 11th, but as of February the 10th, last night at 11:23, it just departed the Memphis, Tennessee Distribution Center.
Okay.
That's what it shows. And it doesn't, the U.S. Postal Service doesn't have an expected delivery date yet, but I can provide you with the tracking number.
Yeah.
Would you like to have that tracking number?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's 94.
94.
Yes. 00.
00.
11.
11.
12.
12.
02.
02.
50.
50.
88.
88.
49.
49.
59.
59.
27.
27.
58.
58. All right.
Yeah, it's a long number. You can keep track of it through USPS.com, and they'll let you know when they're going to deliver it to your address.
USPS?
Yes, sir. They will let you know on the website when they expect to deliver it to you.
All right.
And,
that's good.
And what we can do, depending on the situation in the, you know, where you live and the postal service, sometimes the product may not quite reach you first, but I'd be happy to provide you with a courtesy credit of 35% there from off what you revealed.
Yeah, because right now I'm on workman's comp. I have a job injury, so money's a little tight for me and my fiance. I can't really afford, you know what I mean, for something right now, but I mean, I know it's partially my fault, but so that'd be fine. Whatever you can do, ma'am, I appreciate it, you know. But,
okay, you are welcome.
I planned on, because I write everything down when I do stuff like that in the cancellation date. It has to be canceled by, and I was just looking, and I see where, you know, this should have been canceled, but I didn't really, you know, like I said, I was waiting on the product to come in, because I've been wondering what the holdup was, because, you know, it was beginning of February, I think, when this order was done. And I was like, huh, I wonder where that the extender is. So, but that's fine. But then can you when do I got to cancel it by so I don't get charged again?
Yes, sir. I'm taking care of it now for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. With that cancellation, there won't be any further billing or further shipping of anything else. And let's see. I'm waiting for it too. All right, so for that refund for this, the 35% there, for the $17.49, you'll see that reflected back in 3 to 5 business days. Excuse me. And that refund number is
R258-920-375. Now, do y'all have, like, now, what is it actually, the $49 thing? What is that?
Yeah, that's the cost of all of the, well, I believe we don't send the manual ones, or send the emails or the surveys there. But that's the cost for the Wi-Fi booster. It's actually the cost of any item in the discount shopping store. That's the membership fee.
Okay, that's
that
you,
that you pay once the trial expires. You're supposed to, excuse me, you're supposed to also receive a discount card or a voucher that's valued at $125, where you go to the website and you can choose an item in the monthly membership there. It'd be a different item a month.
And what can I get, for the other part, the other 65% of the payment, can I go into the website?
You can check your email. No, we don't send those, the vouchers.
Okay.
So you can,
right.
I think all info was sent directly to the email. And if this was not something just for advertisement, it shows that you checked out on trendydiscountgoods.com.
I might have. I'm sure it came through the. I know it came through the Savvy Sampler. Is the name where you fill out a survey,
okay.
And then it goes down. And when it goes down, it gives you a whole bunch of. You go through a whole bunch of. Like you can get free coupons for McDonald's, let's say, or whatever.
Okay.
You know, and it has a bunch of things. But each one of those little boxes are different web pages. So, yeah, it probably was. I just needed the extender. We'd been planning on going and buying one anyhow. So, because where we live at, I share the Wi-Fi with the neighbor. Well, I'm on the same lot. I live in a travel trailer. I'm the groundskeeper. And they had Wi-Fi, but I get a weak signal, so we've been going to go get one of these extenders. So that works out. But I was just curious because I also had a membership for this place called The Horizon, which is another The Horizon Outlet, which is an outlet store, but it's online shopping just at their store. So I was just curious. But see, I may have got an email on it, but I had a... Because of this workman's comp thing, I filled out an application online for an attorney, and that was the biggest mistake I ever made.
Oh, okay.
I get 75 phone calls a day from numbers I don't know, and probably just as many emails and texts. So it's crazy. I mean, they're cutting back now because I keep opting out of them, but yeah, it was it got a little overwhelming there for a while.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it may have came in and I didn't realize what it was, and I just erased it, or you know, yeah, trashed it. But that's fine, man. Now at least I know what it is, and you took care of my cancellation, so that's okay.
Okay, sir. And remember your refund for the 35% there in 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else?
No, that's it, man.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Excuse me. You have a good rest of your afternoon.
You too, ma'am. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I mean, I can't say nothing because I probably...